Good morning. It's a beautiful day outside, and we're glad to have you here worshiping with us this morning. Our graduation Sunday, we get to recognize our high school graduates this morning during the service, and then we will also be having a spaghetti dinner after Sunday school, and we invite all of you to stay and be part of that. In addition to our high school graduates, the little insert that you have in your bulletin also lists this year's college graduates, so if you want to take a look and see who is graduating from college, it's connected to our congregation. During Sunday school today, the junior high class will be joining with the high school class. So junior hires and high schoolers, you will be together in the youth room today for Sunday school. speaking of graduations, this coming Friday, Abe and Diana Bielenberg will be graduating from Frontier School of the Bible. And Abe has been called and has accepted to be our new youth pastor. And so after they graduate Friday, then they will be heading this way. Last week we had a bag in the fellowship hall if anyone was interested in contributing financially to helping with their down payment on their apartment and their utilities. The bag is not there today, but if you do want to still help out financially in that way, you can give a gift to Kelvin and make sure it's designated for the Bielenbergs. And then Heidi is going to come up and share about another possibility for how you might bless them.
Hi, everyone. Down at Sunshine, when we have new staff come in, we like to try to bless them with like a housewarming kind of thing, like providing them with some paper products or canned goods, or maybe even if you want to, a casserole that could be frozen in the freezer that they could pull out at any time. And if anybody is interested in doing that, I'm going to put this back on the table right where Charlie is, the tall round table right outside the door. And if you'll put your name down, your email, or your cell number, and what you think you might bring so that we don't have a whole bunch of toilet paper but nothing else in their pantry, that'd be great. And anything you'd like to bring. I think what we're going to do is probably have it stored here and then take it over. I am really busy on Friday, but on Saturday I could possibly take it over to their house. I would prefer it to go to their house, but since we don't have that yet, if you bring it to the church and leave it in the kitchen and put that it's for them, that'd be great. But I will let you know for sure. If you leave me your name or your cell number, I'll text you or I'll email you this week about where we're going to put it. But let me know what you'd like to bring if you'd like to help out in that way. And I know there's also the financial helping them with their moving expenses. Thanks.
Okay. Also, next Sunday, there will be a love offering taken for Jill Wyant to help with some of the medical expenses that she has been incurring. So if you'd like to help out with that, be prepared for that next Sunday. Reminder about Vacation Bible School coming up end of May, first part of June. There's a sign-up sheet if you'd like to help with that. Reminder as well that we're still looking for someone, or maybe multiple someones, who would like to help with mowing and trimming at the church. As Gary and Carolyn are stepping down from having done that. So talk to Jerry Johnson if you would be willing to help out with that. And that would be very much appreciated. Do we have any other announcements today? There is youth group tonight. It's Fives night, so they're having hot dogs here. And if you come to youth group, you're just asked to maybe bring a snack or something to share if you could do that. Any other announcements? Okay, our call to worship today is Romans 12, 1 and 2. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
Please stand together as we join in our congregational singing. So if you're part of the congregation, you should be singing. Hymn number 358, I Am Thine, O Lord, 358.
Told thy love to me. blessed low, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast look, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. All the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend, when I kneel in prayer, pray, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea. There are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Thank you for your singing. Please greet one another if you'd like this morning.
Well, good morning again. We're grateful that you have chosen to worship with us today on this beautiful April, end of April day. This is our opportunity to bring our prayer requests and praises to the congregation. Just a couple of updates and reminders for prayer. A couple weeks ago, we had a prayer request from Teresa Heason for her daughter Kayla with some of her medical complications with her pregnancy. This past week, there was a baby born, Elijah Arrington Tatum, and so that is a huge answer to prayer, as well as notice that Teresa was able to get there to be a part of helping her daughter out. We also continue to pray for the eighth grader, Ryland Grage, with his four-wheeler accident. A new request for Luke and Kara Van Zee, Dean and Sherry's son and daughter-in-law. Their baby is due June 7th, and they have been instructed to come pay the doctor a visit twice a week. So they haven't really been told exactly why that is, but we will be praying for Kara and the baby and them for the next month, that God would work things out. And also this past Thursday, Joe Fanning passed away. And so we send our condolences to Chris and family and to Joe's family as well. With the memorial service will be this week. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June. So June's request, a friend of her brother Chuck, his name is Alan, he had his leg amputated at the ankle, and now with an infection, it looks like it may be needing to take the leg below the knee. Is that?
Above the knee.
So we will be praying for Alan and the doctors through this time. Any other prayer requests or praises? Also, you'll notice that when you were greeted this morning, Terry is not in a shoulder harness. His surgery was postponed. He needs to get some of his blood sugar numbers back in line, and so the doctor postponed things. So we will continue to pray for the blood sugar numbers, but also for his anticipated shoulder surgery. So, yeah, Ernie. We are grateful you all are back, and that God opened up the opportunity to visit your brother. So we're grateful for travel mercies as well as their time with Ernie's brother Vernon. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for just the opportunities we have each day to be reminded that you are in our midst. Father, you have told us that you are an ever-present help in our day, and that you work with us even in our frailty. You understand us in and out, and in spite of all that, you sent your Son to die on the cross for us. And that is the greatest gift you've given this world. You have also demonstrated that his sacrifice was accepted by raising him from the dead, that he is seated at your right hand. Father, that he intercedes on our behalf. We also are grateful that you have left us with another comforter, one in the same way that Jesus came on this earth. You have implanted and imparted your Holy Spirit. As the third member of the Trinity, he connects us to you and is a reminder that our salvation has been secured, and he is a promise that you will fulfill all that you have for us, and that he intercedes when we don't know and don't have the words to say. We thank you for not only his convicting work in the world of convicting the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come, but also of his ongoing work conforming us to the image of Christ. Father, we lift up these requests to you. We pray for especially the health needs. We are grateful that Teresa Heason's daughter, Kayla, has been able to welcome a new family member. We pray for both the baby, for Elijah's health, and for her health through this time. We lift up Ryling Grage to you, that you would bring comfort to the family, wisdom to the doctors, and healing, that they would be able to assess the damage, but also we pray that you would bring healing to his life. Father, we pray for Luke and Kara with their expected due date of June 7th of their baby, that you would protect both mom and baby's health, that you would give wisdom to the doctors as well as peace of mind and heart. And we also continue to pray for the Warings and their baby's health, and pray for Liz and John, and through this time with the family, that they would also have true peace that passes all understanding. Father, we lift up the Fanning family to you with Joe's homegoing, that you would wrap your loving arms around them, that we as the body of Christ may be able to be your visible hands and feet through this time. And we just pray that you bring comfort. You understand our grief and our sorrows. You do walk with us through the valley of the shadow of death. And that we can have no fear. And that we can have hope. Father, we pray for June's brother Chuck's friend Alan and the issues he's having with infections in his leg, that you would bring healing and wisdom to the doctors. And if it is the needing to take part of his leg, that you would help him through that as well, that you know exactly what is going on. And as well as we think of Terry and his anticipation of having surgery Friday and then having a change, we pray that you would help with the numbers so that in 3 weeks he would be able to have those down and be rescheduled for surgery. We just pray for comfort through with the shoulder pain he does deal with. And Father, we are grateful for the way you watch over us as we travel. We're grateful that you brought Ernie and Shirley back to us for the time that they could be away, as well as visit his brother. We continue to pray for Vernon and his health, and more importantly, for his relationship with you. And Father, that you would, through the health challenges he has, that he would see your hand at work in his life. Father, we are grateful for all the different needs that we have, that you are not overburdened by them. Father, we just ask that you would be with the different ministries, especially think of today as we recognize our seniors, that as their time is drawing to a close in high school and several of us have college graduates, that you would clearly show them your direction and your guidance. Father, we lift up our missionaries to you. We pray for the Schmieds as they minister in Kansas, in the Wichita area, that you'd open doors of ministry for them. We pray for our servicemen and women. We are grateful for their service, but we also pray for their families as their loved ones are serving you wherever you've placed them, that they would truly have the help that they need and the peace and comfort of knowing that you are in control. We pray for our world and all the different struggles, the different, especially think of Ukraine and the turmoil there, that you would protect your church and use them to minister to those that are affected on both sides of this war. Father, we ask that as we receive the offering from your people, that you would use it and bless it for not only here in our community, but around the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, at this time, I'm going to ask for our high school graduates, if you would come forward. There are five of you listed in the bulletin, so if your name is there, if you would come. And as they make their way up here, just a reminder, you'll see a couple of other names on the college graduate side, and Pastor Jason and myself both have children graduating this next Sunday or weekend, and so we're going to be gone, and the elders are in charge, so that be praying for the elders, and Brother Lucas will be praying or will be preaching for us. So with the opportunity, we've separated from men and women. So what I'm going to ask that you would give us your name, where you're from. I know Dylan, but you could still give us your name and where you're from. And then what plans you may have after graduation. So what I'm going to do is give you Bibles first. So you'll go in order of what Bible I give you. So Kim, you got to learn to speak in public. So.
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, you brought it down. Thank you. I'm Kimberly Robbins. I'm from Florida. Well, my family just moved to Florida from Virginia. I've been going to Sunshine since eighth grade. And now for the summer, I have an internship in Puerto Rico. And then after that, I don't know where the Lord's going to lead me. So I'll just kind of go with the flow after that. But, yep.
The next one, Abraham. Or Abram, sorry, I gave you an extra.
Hi, my name is Abram, and I'm from Afghanistan, but me and my family are situated in Arizona. I'm planning to take a gap year and work with my family, because we're pretty new to America, and then maybe go to college. So, wherever God leads me. Thank you.
Dylan.
I'm Dylan Haas. I've grown up here, so plans after this are go to Mitchell Tech for power line construction and maintenance, so yeah.
I'm Riley Nelson. I'm from Montana, and after this I plan to go for animal science at SDSU.
My name is Charity Freed. I'm from Colorado. My plan is to go to Frontier School of the Bible for a year and work to just raise money and see where God leads me.
Well, before you head down, let me pray for you all, and then we will let you join back with your groups. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for each one of these graduates, how you have worked in their lives and brought them to this point. And we just pray that in the next several weeks, you would help them to finish this semester well, their college, the high school time. And then for the direction of their future, may they truly pursue you with their whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. We thank you that you have equipped us and that you've equipped them for the challenges ahead. We ask that you would bless them as they look at the future, that they would always know that you are walking with them. And so, Father, may in the next several weeks, as different events happen and the transition occurs of becoming a high school participant to a high school graduate, that they would be able to enjoy the time, but also to be able to sense not just the joy and in the maybe fear of what the future holds, that you bring peace and that you bring guidance. We ask that you would bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
We're preparing to sing a few songs this morning here. I know that we're giving a little bit of special recognition to our graduating seniors. Some of these songs were picked on based on that, as you know, they're getting ready for their next adventure. And life is an adventure when we choose to look at it that way. I'm sure we've all got a few stories of, you know, unplanned things maybe some curves that were thrown our way. Sometimes we've been handed some lemons, and other times a fresh cut onion, you know. But those hard times do pass, and we have a source of hope that we can lean on and look to. We sometimes choose to try it on our own and find out that we got to turn back to that source of hope that we have. So let's stand together and sing a few praises this morning. Unexpected, something we mentioned back in practice just like this week, is sometimes we have things that go wrong, and I broke a string this morning. But we'll continue. can have a seat for this last song.
Thank you.
Father, we do praise you this morning for who you are, for your goodness to us, for the gift of your Son. We do pray that you would help us to be attentive to your word now as we look into it, and that we would receive it, meditate upon it, and apply it to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.